many thanks to Emily Sefos, again, T-S-E-F-F-O-S. You should really help her out, because I think she would be a dynamite state senator. And with everything that's going on, with, you know, the winds of change that are blowing, I think there's not a better person for that district who cares more than what she would do. Oh my God, she would be fantastic. And I'm really glad that she had a couple minutes to spend and hang out with us. But yeah, let's all support her and be in her corner. And switching gears a little bit. So this is the last show here before Thanksgiving. And I don't know. I wanted to talk about being grateful and, you know, taking a minute to just reflect on where we are and what's important and all of that stuff. Because, man, let me tell you, there are people in my family that do not believe the things that I do. I remember last Thanksgiving, politics came up a little bit because this was just after, you know, Kamala versus Trump and all of that. And we try to tiptoe around it. And I don't do that very well. You know, not necessarily because I don't respect other people, but because, you know, the other side in that election was just so bad. And it was, yeah, targeted with racism, bigotry, and all this stuff. And I don't do that well. But I guess I look around at where I am, and here we are in Thanksgiving, and having a little bit, as my mom would say, attitude of gratitude. Oh God, she would tell us that every day. And I really didn't understand what that meant until I probably like this year. I don't know, because, you know, a little story that you probably, the TMI, but with my family, I don't think my wife and I have like slept in the same bed for a long time. We have two little children, and I hang out in my son's room. He's like 8, and my wife is with our daughter, and she's 4. And that used to like just drive me nuts. And then I don't know what switched, you know, because I'm like, oh, they need to be self-reliant, da, 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 da. But then it's like, hold on. I think it was a conversation with an old coworker who he said to me, he came by my business and he's like, oh my God, your kids are amazing. And that is the best age. And I just wish I could go back to that. I wish I could have that just for a day. And then I went home and I was like, hold on. I'm living the timeline that guy wishes he could go back to every single day. There's your attitude of gratitude, you know. And my son, he's like little, so he's still afraid of like Bigfoot and aliens and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the last thing he gets to hear at night is that he's loved. And the first thing he gets to hear in the morning is that he's loved. And everything else just falls into place. And that's the same for our daughter. And you know, it's amazing. And I'm so grateful. And I know that this time is going to end. It's going to be over sooner than I want. But I also realize how lucky I am and how blessed I am to be able to have the understanding of what an amazing point in life that I'm at. And if, you know, years from now, if I'm old, God willing, I'm able to get that old. I want to be able to look back on life and say, hey, I had an appreciation. I had the understanding to know how blessed I was at that time, right now, you know? And that's with everything. I mean, the career that I have could go away sooner than I would like. The house that we live in could be gone in an instant. But just to be able to take a second and realize and recognize how lucky we are, that's so important. And, you know, I'm not a big Jesus or God guy. And if you are, that's great. I think that because I'm not of that religious type, I feel that my gratitude is pointed in the direction that I feel it needs to be pointed the most, and that's to the people who make life what it is. And if it's for you, if it's a God or a religious thing, I mean, that's great. But I think this year, if we can all take a moment to just have an understanding of how lucky we are, that would mean a lot to me. You know, even if this is the first Thanksgiving that you're going to be without someone that you love, what an amazing thing to have had the time and the experience and the life with those people and the memories that you have. That's a beautiful thing. And I think that if we just take those moments and center ourselves with the realization and the understanding of what is important and what makes life worth living, I think that when it comes to some of the conversations that we have in our politics, that will center us to be able to understand each other better. And my God, that's what we need. That's it. Just a little more understanding. And that starts, I think, as my mom would say, with an attitude of gratitude. Usually she said it when she was yelling at us. but hey, that's still a thing that we should do. So from all of us at this radio show and our civic media, to all of you, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And I am also grateful for all of you spending your weekends with us. And I hope you continue to do that for many years to come. Hang in there, guys. We're on the way. All right. I'm Mark Becker for the Rational Revolution and Civic Media. We will see you next week. Take care. Yeah.